understanding the tourists. Now we go to the tourist and their motivation. Absolutely new thing to understand now. Understand the tourists. Who is a tourist? A person who traveled away from home for leisure, business, or other purpose for longer than a day, but less than a year. This explanation, this definition, we have understood in the first chapter itself. An excursionist, now more to explanation. First, we have understood what is a tourist. And now, excursionist. Excursionist is a person who arrives at the destination and departs on the same day. You have gone for a day trip and turned back before the sunset or by the evening or late in the evening of the same day. Tourists and their motivations are dynamic. They change according to the stages in their life cycle. Tourists and their motivations are different and dynamic. A younger person may have a specific reason to travel, and that is different from a senior aged person. A young generation would be traveling to a destination with a different approach, whereas a senior person would like to see and experience few other things. They would like to go to the scenic beauty, whereas a youth would like to get motivated and involved into more youthful activities, like going to possibly a discotheque or sitting at a beer bar and enjoying the drink. The forces driving the change in the travel and tourism industry are many. So at various age level, or at various, in your life cycle, tourist approaches towards tourism differs. What somebody would have thought as a tourist in early 20s or late 30s may not be same when someone crosses 50. So this is the understanding tourists. Why do people travel? What is the reason for traveling? What are the factors? Professional or business requirement? You travel for business activity, your professional needs, holiday or vacation, for religious activities, for cultural, psychological, personal reason, education, physical and psychological again, social and interpersonal, health and medical, various reasons which we have seen for which people travel. The reason for traveling. Somebody can go for business, someone would travel for leisure or vacation, somebody would like to perform religious activities, spiritual activities, would travel for that. Somebody wants to gain a higher education, and likewise, somebody wants to interact with a lot of other people, socially get involved, or get a medical or a healthcare. So again, these are defined further. Travel to distant places for work-related matters. Airline crew will be regularly traveling. Day flight, Mumbai to London, overnight in London, again, back from London to Mumbai. They would be regularly traveling. Long distance, distinct places. Airline crew, maintenance personnel, truck drivers, they are not tourists, but they are traveling distances. Likewise, in search of employment opportunities, public and private sector and business. So people have gone to Gulf countries, to Canada, US, Australia for job, for employment. Attending conferences, meetings, exhibition, attending training workshop and short-term courses. These are various tourist motivation, why you travel. Various reasons we have seen. Right from the tourist business need to holiday to air crew who are just going on a daily basis. They go and stay in a hotel. Next day get up and come to airport again to serve to the crew, to the passengers. So that's their reason for travel and tourist motivation. They go through different time zones. Their body clock work in a different way than you and me. Because for them, the travel is in the direction where the flight goes. They serve the passenger And then they are so exhausted that when they reach hotel, they just hit the sack and sleep. Again, visiting places and destination part of leisure travel. Travel to favorite place for relaxation and have some change from routine life, and also to reduce stress, the reason for traveling. Religion, we know people go for pilgrimage or fulfill certain thematic tours or religious tour, participate in activities, meditations, and study purposes. Also, people go for religious tourism, cultural, psychological, education, participant in festival. They go for music, for films, theaters. Shah Rukh Khan traveling for a film shoot, or Akshay Kumar performing a shoot in South Africa for some action program. For that, he has traveled, visiting destination or cultural places due to their importance, include ecotourism also. Yes, ecotourism, we have spoken a lot, ecological tourism. Enjoying calmness, relaxation, natural beauty is again for physical need, psychological need. Taking part of participation in outdoor sport or related activities such as sailing, skiing, trekking, skydiving, parachuting, safaris, etc. are also motivation for people to travel, to go to James Cobert National Park, or going to Cougar National Park in South Africa, or Gir National Park, is again a psychological need. I would like to see wildlife. So I go to the world's biggest national park, Kruger National Park in South Africa. Or I would go for taking part in outdoor sports, some T20 World Festival, World T20 is happening. So I'm going down to UK where this is happening, or South Africa. Or people go for skydiving, which is quite an interesting hard sport adventure tourism. Or skiing, sailing, safaris. Where are safaris for? Safaris especially referred to that were held in Africa, where there's Masai Mara Safari or Kalanguti National Park in Tanzania, or we are talking about the gorilla in Kigali, Rwanda. These are all African national park where safaris, the traditional safaris happen. People go for that, etc. So these are all physical and psychological motivation. Social, visiting friends and relatives, which we all do, meet our relatives, friend. We go down to any place where our relatives stay, where our friends stay, for their daughter's marriage, for their son's marriage, for their marriages, we go and participate as a social or interpersonal to build up relationship that motivates us, and we go for various family functions. Health, better health, getting medical benefits, getting medical treatment, approaching a specialist who is working in a particular country is again a motivation for us. Discovering warmth, relaxation at sea coasts or beaches. People go, good number of Western tourists, especially from Northern Europe, go to destinations which are near the sea, on the sea coast or on the beaches. That's why they say sun, sand and sea. Sun, sand and sea is their motivation. They come to the warmer climates of the Maldives or Goa in the colder seasons of Northern Europe, say Norway, Sweden or Denmark, where temperature drop drastically. Lot of tourists from Russia, especially the colder part of Russia, where temperature drop to minus 30 to 40, minus 40 in the winter, they come to Goa in big numbers for holiday, because they believe that what they spend for warming themselves up by putting up their heaters on the same, if they switch off the heaters and travel on a holiday and come to Goa with that money, they can spend a holiday. Likewise, medical tourism. I gave you the example, like an example, open heart surgery with post-surgery treatment results to $100,000, example, in US. Whereas the same can be done at $30,000 to $40,000 with all the support post-treatment, including surgery and medical references along with medicines. So people do come to India, and that's a motivation. Business, we have spoken a lot about this. So type of tourism, again, a count of business and professional tourists going for business. We have seen MICE tourists traveling for meeting, incentive, conference, and expositions, all going for a holiday, leisure, simply fun, pleasure. Tourists traveling to visit friends and relatives, youth tourists. You understand who are youth tourists? They have limited budget. They don't want luxury. They use public transport. They dine at reasonably hygienic restaurant. They don't want to sample high quality food. They have limited budget. They are known as backpackers. They carry entire, some of them, they have a mat. Sometimes they sleep with the mat on the floors available anywhere for relaxation. They carry their own water. They are with the limited clothes. And wherever they reach, if they find a laundry, they would hand over their laundry on a weight basis and get it cleaned and dried up. They have limited budget, and gap year traveler and different type of tourists. So these are different type of tourists broadly to understand. Every tourist which we just saw has a different approach towards tourism. A backpacker may not, as I said, would look for a five-star property. Likewise, a youth traveler would possibly stay at youth hostels. YMCA, YWCA. These are the youth hostels. And likewise, there are international youth hostels where they love to stay because their interest is to see place and come in the evening and sleep comfortably where their safety is also concerned. There are a lot of international youth hostels all over the world where you as a student or a youth under certain age can stay at those places. Business and professional tourists, in this case, travel is related to business. Education tourists also, we have seen this refers to attend a place for learning, learn language, then go to another city or a town, learn new sort of education. Could be anything, not necessarily a language. Could be any education. Could be taking up something on a master's degree, going for a post-graduation, going for a PhD. It's again an educational tourism. Then incentive falling. Those are the people who are rewarded in the form of company-paid holidays for their hard work or for achieving goals set by their company. They are awarded, rewarded for doing some good work. Like it is incentivized for them to be so successful. They are invited, and likewise of their type of people from different parts of the world are invited who share their know-how, their knowledge, their success story for others to learn from them. Again, professional tourists, health and medical tourists, though travel because they want to visit a holiday spa, need medical special treatment, is only available far from home. Many countries don't have good medical facilities available. Even basics they don't have, and for that they have to come in. I remember during our previous foreign minister, Sushma Swaraj, from Indian perspective, I'm saying, she was kind enough to authorize visas for Pakistani children to come for their hole in the heart surgery to India. And Pakistanis were very grateful to her for allowing that type, because that was more linked to humanity part of it. But again, it was a medical tourism that was happening. During the set treatment, they undergo procedures that are cheaper in another country, are recovering from illness in a healthier climate. People travel from countries where these facilities are not available, or where the medical team, the medical or the doctors are not up to that high ranking standard. Holiday tourists also, adventure tourists, they want an unusual and exciting experience. We picked up example, rock climbing, to scuba diving, to snorkeling, which are soft target, bungee jumping, parasailing, parachuting. All these are different type of adventure tourism. People are doing it. So for example, culture tourism at Mumbai's Kala Ghoda, we are talking about. There is always a festival that happens, which is music and culture related to festival. Oktoberfest, that was known as, I don't know if this is happening this year, Oktoberfest, which is a very famous festival in Germany, which is linked to drinking beer. Oktoberfest is a major festival, and at Kala Ghoda, it used to happen before COVID in a big form. A lot of music, culture, dance, participation, fun used to happen for 3-4 days continuously. Ecotourists, ecological tourists, who are they? They travel to experience nature, such as traveling to northeast region of India, the northeastern, the seven sisters state known as, who are they? Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, Tripura, Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim. These are all seven sister states in northeast. They are offering wonderful ecotourism. They have been winning awards after award for being finest ecotourist destinations. The connectivity from Mumbai, because of their distance, it's not getting that much number of passengers or travelers as it should get. But yes, they have really protected. They have won many awards for they being ecotourists, promoting countries. Of course, ecotourism, Kerala won an award, first time from UN, the United Nations, for a destination that promotes ecotourism. And after that, not to forget, as I mentioned, the northeastern sister state, they are known as Seven Sisters, which I just counted, are famous for that. So what they do, they want to go and experience the ecology, how being taken care of. We talk about leisure tourists. They want to reset. They want to rest and relax and have a break from the usual routine, the definition of a tourist. Leisure and holiday tourists, religious tourists, they want to see and experience places of religious importance. Now come the new type of tourists for us in our talk, are shopping tourists. Shopping is an important component for majority of Indian tourists. Wherever they go, they want at least half day for shopping, or called as free time. So if you are going to Malaysia, Thailand, Cambodia, Indonesia, in their entire busy schedule of 3 nights, 4 days, 5 nights, 6 days, 1 week, 8 days, they want half day leisure for shopping alone, where they can go and explore their shopping appetite. Indian tourists, excuse me, are famous for shopping. Without shopping, majority of Indian tourists will not love a destination that has no shopping added to it. Even if it is small thing, they would definitely buy. And we do have a lot of commitment to our families, our friends, our relatives. So obviously we land up buying things for our friends and relatives. So shopping tourists, they travel for shopping. I gave a mention of European tourists going to US because of the value for money that you get in US and the amount of saving you have by exchanging euro to US dollar, lower taxes there, and big brand available in US market. People go to US for shopping. As I mentioned about the shoppers who go to various malls. They buy shop, they factory, they go and enter sit and buy the factory prices and so on. Special interest to the SIT, there are particular interests such as bird watching, special type of food, sampling wines, having flowers. Example of a flower I would give you, if you talk about Jammu and Kashmir, they run a special, they have a season for tulips. And tulip is the month of April and May, you would get tulip. You will not get in any other month. So a lot of tourists flock to Kashmir for this, looking at these flowers. There are a number of such places in Holland, France, where people go to look at the flower. Holland runs a special festival every 10 years for which they prepare for 2 years, and then the flower or the exhibition start, which take care of every single detail, including different flowers that are blossoming around. People go for flower tourism. There are special airports in Holland from where the flight takes off and supply flowers to different parts of Europe, Holland, France. That is why the perfume industry you see flourishing in France, because they have enough of flowers available to manufacture perfume. Also book fair, sport and recreation tourists, they participate to watch specific tourism interests. Tourists traveling to visit friends and relatives, meeting them. These tourists may travel to attend a wedding, birthday, or similar family-related celebration event, or that are related to friends and relatives where they go and meet them. Youth tourists. Another bunch of tourists, youth, certain age group, they are either student or those who are under certain age group. They generally go with a back package and a gap year traveler. So they go in a period where majority of the tourists may not be coming in areas in that gap period. The backpack, these people have little baggage, they are on a budget. They want to experience an adventure and excitement, tend to travel independently, enjoy meeting other travelers, and have flexible travel schedule. So they may not come up with a firm booking, possibly. They may come to Delhi and may possibly depart from the Mumbai if they have good fare available out of Mumbai. They would also have everything. They would like to meet different people, make new friends, talk to them, exchange ideas, spend time with them in tea shop, coffee shop, and so on. Youth travelers, including backpackers, gap year travelers, they do not study further or enter job opportunities after school. So this is what exactly gap travelers are. Not between the gap of a year, but their school they have given up and they have a holiday possibly. So instead of they taking a break called a gap year, they just break their study for some time. And during the time that is available that I've taken a gap after graduating, that year of gap is utilized for traveling. I'm just traveling because this is my gap year. I would be taking my master's in the coming year. So I've got 2021 available 5 to 6 months, and that's my gap year. And I'd be traveling in this time. They travel, work and earn money, learn new skills, do voluntary work in another country also. They also become a volunteer tourist. Others type of tourists, stopover tourists, who instead of going on a direct flight, they take a transit flight, or by train if they are going, they would change at a junction and stay there as a stopover, spend some time. Or if they are flying, then they take a break in the transit destination. If visa conditions are met by them, they would go in the context of international tourism. There's a significant growth in stopover tourism due to stopover tourism. Say Pacific Asia Association is promoting this. And I mentioned many airlines do promote this stopover traffic. Tourist is a person who visits another place outside their usual environment for a short period. Stopover tourist for at least 24 hours. and stop over passengers are those who break their journey and get out of the airport. There are some passengers who are transit tourists. They are within the airport campus. They don't go out until their next flight is announced or they connect. But 24 hours for more. And overnight accommodation, whether a hotel, homestay, or airport hotel possibly with friends and relatives. And then of course others, economically the most important to any country, they spend on their accommodation, food, shopping, sightseeing and transport, providing revenues to a variety of tourism agencies. This stop or tourists may stop at the destination for a various reason. For popular destination, I was giving you this example of Abu Dhabi, Qatar, Dubai, people do make a stop, or Emirates Airline, Etihad Airways, or Qatar Airways for that matter, do offer Cathay Pacific, I mentioned, and many other countries. Turkish Airline used to offer to all business class passengers of 24 hours city tour, or within 24, 8 to 10 hours city tour. If you are a business class passenger, you don't need even visa if you have an onward visa for any Schengen country or UK or States or Canada. You'd be given a visa upon arrival. You can go if you are a business class at the cost of airline. So these are all stopover tourists. They do bring revenue for the country because they would spend, like transit passenger, transit stopover passenger, would spend money in the duty-free shops of Abu Dhabi, Doha, or Dubai. Anything. Even if you think of anything with $200, $300 spent, all those stopover passengers in a transit, it's a big revenue coming in. Pit stop, they are at a destination for a brief time, usually a few hours, primarily to catch connecting service, which I just gave an example. They would spend money in the duty-free shop, possibly stay at the airport hotel within the campus of the airport terminal itself, like 2 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours, just to have a shower, freshen up, put their feet up, relax a bit. So these are all pit stop. Long stay, quite the reverse of the pit stop. Long stay travelers are those who are in a city other than their home city, usually any work or study program that requires them to stay for a long time. You have gone for a higher study for 5 months, 6 months in London, and you are there for that long stay of 6 months. So you would be taking an apartment on hire. You would be eating at a dining restaurant, possibly attached to some food joint, and so on. So again, another type of a tourist. Our day visitors who stay less than 24 hours. These are the broad categories of tourists. One may overlap with another. For example, a business trip may be extended into a leisure vacation, which I explained to you is called bileisure. A business trip that is going to begin, you come 2 days before and stay there for a leisure, and then combine with business, or you finish your business activities and then stay 2 days, which could be a weekend for you in your home country. Better you spend some time as a leisure traveler in another country. So these are the type of tourists called bileisure. And whatever be the category of a tourist, it is indisputable that every tourist is important. Whichever type of tourist any country get, it is important for that country to respect that tourist because it brings business and source of revenue for that country. With this, we come to an end of our chapter number 6, type of tourist. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.